Welcome back. The Great Famine was one of the most catastrophic events in our history, if not the most. The worst affected county was Roscommon, whose population decreased by over 80,000 people, or 31%, in the decade following 1841. Fitting, therefore, that Strokestown Park House in Roscommon was selected as the venue for this year's National Famine Commemoration. During the famine, the Strokestown estate kept detailed records of daily life, and these now provide an invaluable resource for historians. Liam Geraghty visited NUI Maynooth's Archive and Research Centre to talk to the people who were examining the collection.
I'm just on my way up to Castletown House here in Selbridge. The grounds are fantastic. I'd say half of Selbridge are out walking their dogs today. And I'm here because the second floor of the house is now home to the OPW NUI Maynooth Archive and Research Centre, where they're currently going through 50,000 documents from the time of the Great Famine.
The most significant and largest collection of famine papers in the country. What you get if you bring the whole collection together is a really, really detailed and enlightening picture of what life was at the time of the famine.
That's Cathal Macaulay, University Librarian at Maynooth.
Before the collection can really be used in a meaningful way by researchers, the collection has to be conserved and catalogued in a way that then will make sense for people both today but also in the future. And that's a big part of, I suppose, libraries and archives, is not just the helping researchers of the day but also the future.
Most of the documents here were transferred from the Strokestown Estate Archive in Roscommon, and the first person they're seen by is archivist Susan Layden.
A large portion of the collection were in pretty bad condition, so we're talking about kind of damp papers. A lot of the material itself would be torn and not the best condition.
Susan says with thousands of documents to go through, no one day is ever the same.
For example, today I'm working on a box full of material to do with the dogs of the estate. So you have kind of different certificates from different breeders. So you could come across anything, everything and anything, really.
The next stage involves research fellow Kieran Riley, whose job it is to try and make sense of the documents in a wider context.
I suppose one of the most interesting findings so far examining the archive is, I suppose, the whole issue of culpability. And what you actually find is that this part of County Roscommon, it appears to be a community that's very much at war with itself, both before, during and after the famine. There's lots of interesting things there about the scramble for land and just how keen people were to acquire land and keep a hold of it once they got it.
So
here we have a workhouse document from Roscommon Town listing the tenants of the Mahon estate who were actually in the workhouse. There's some very interesting observations along the side. You know, we see children 7, 8, 9 years of age, residents in the workhouse, and the comments along the side is mother in England, father in Scotland, father in America. It raises the whole question of abandonment of children during the Great Famine.
Yeah. So what are we looking at here?
This is a threatening letter, which is sent to the estate bailiff, John Robinson, indicating that there's money being collected in the locality to have him shot. This comes in the wake of the murder of Major Dennis Mahon in 1847. It's quite clear that the tenants are intent on removing the people that they feel are a stumbling block to their improvement.
There are still hundreds and hundreds of documents for the team to sift through.
You've rentals, you've letters, deeds, leases.
But when they're done, they hope to present a picture of the famine in a new light using this unique record of rural life in Roscommon.
That was Liam Geraghty reporting there. I'm joined on the line from Strokestown Park House by NUI Maynooth historian Kieran Riley, whom you heard on that report. Kieran, a big day for Strokestown this afternoon, as we heard in the news headlines at 6 o'clock.
Good evening, Miles. Yes, it was a fantastic
day in Strokestown and a big day for the people of Strokestown and County Roscommon. And despite the incessant rain that fell throughout the afternoon, I think it was a very moving ceremony, and it was enjoyed by, I think, over 2,000 people that attended.
Now, the Taoiseach unveiled a memorial wall with the names of almost 1,500 people. You heard references there to people from Strokestown who ended up in the workhouse. These didn't. They emigrated. Explain what happened there.
Yes, in late 1846, Major Dennis Mahon realised that his estate had spiralled out of control and he was in serious financial difficulty. So he implemented a plan of assisted emigration where 1,490 tenants would be removed from Strokestown and sent to Quebec in Canada. These tenants were sent on four ships, and unfortunately cholera and typhus was rampant on board. And by the time they actually reached Canada, in late August 1847, almost 700 of them were dead, and those that weren't dead were very badly were very sick and diseased, and were put into a quarantine station at Gros Isle. So the memorial wall, which was unveiled by the Taoiseach today, commemorates all the names, all the families, 275 families from 32 townlands who made up the 1,490.
And there were a number of children who were orphaned on those emigrant ships, because we also heard about orphans on that package.
Yes, there was a number of orphans. Almost 60 children were orphaned on the voyage, including the Tai family, Daniel and Catherine Tai, aged 12 and 8. Their mother and two siblings died on the voyage, and they subsequently were adopted by French Canadians. And we find that these 60 orphans found new homes thanks to the charity of the Canadian people.
Right, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you very much indeed for joining us, Kieran. An exhibition dealing with the lives of some famine emigrants from Roscommon is on at Strokestown for the rest of the month. I had hoped to talk to Kieran about something called famine pots, but we might come back to that at some point in the future. And that was, as I said, Kieran Riley from NUI Maynooth. You'll find more information and a document from the Strokestown Parkhouse Archive on our website. While you're there, you can podcast this programme. Next Sunday, as I said, we'll be talking about James Connolly. Was he an overrated icon of Irish history? Email your views to history@rte.ie. That's it from me, Miles Dungan, and producer Yeti Redmond. Goodbye. Thanks for listening.